I want to begin with a verse in Hebrews chapter 5. In case you don't already know, Hebrews is the great book that talks about the humanity of Christ more than any other book in the New Testament. It's the only book that speaks about Jesus as our forerunner, who entered through the veil into the most holy place. And he's talking about how Christ was tempted like us in Hebrews 4:15 and did not sin. And therefore we can also go to the throne of grace and get help like he did. The same grace that helped him can help us. But he received that grace, we read in Hebrews 5:7, because he prayed with loud crying and tears. So the implication is if we pray with loud crying and tears, we'll receive the same grace too. And he was heard because of his godly fear. Verse 7, last part. He's not heard because he's the Son of God. We would think because he was the Son of God, he should be heard. But it says here he's heard because of his godly fear. What does that teach us? We've got to take these scriptures carefully. Some of us think, well, I'm a child of God. God will hear me. Well, if you don't have godly fear, he won't hear you. Even Jesus, read that. Even though he was the Son of God, much more the Son of God than any of us sitting here, he was not heard because he was the Son of God. And you are not going to be heard just because you're a child of God. He was heard because of his godly fear or piety. So when God sees godly fear in someone, he hears him. And there you see the reason why so many people's prayers are not answered. Why God doesn't even hear them. It says he was heard. Not just answered, he was heard. God does not hear the prayers of many of his children because they lack godly fear. Please remember this verse. Jesus himself was heard because of his godly fear. So that should be a warning to us. And then, he learned obedience. That's another thing. Obedience is not a popular word with many Christians. That Jesus learned obedience. Does God have to learn something? Doesn't he know everything? He knows everything, but how could God learn obedience in heaven? He doesn't have to obey anybody. Obedience can be learned only if there's something to obey. God didn't have to obey anyone. Jesus didn't have to obey anyone in heaven. So when it says he learned obedience, it's because he became a man, subjected himself to all the limitations of man, related to his Father exactly the same way that you and I relate to God. Because then only can he be an example for us. He became like us in everything. And he learned obedience. That means from childhood, for example, he learned to honor his father and mother. That means his earthly foster father, really. He obeyed them. He learned obedience. And as he grew up, he learned obedience to the different commandments, like not to lust after women, not to love money. He learned obedience, which he could not do when he was in heaven as a man. And you and I have the same opportunity now to learn obedience, to be heard by God because of our godly fear, and to learn obedience. And that's how he became complete. Jesus became complete because he learned obedience step by step by step, just like a child going all the way to high school. And then it says, concerning him, verse 11, there's a lot more we have to say. But it's very hard to explain. You see, this is concerning Jesus in this way. Most Christians don't know anything about Jesus being tempted like us, Jesus' prayers being heard because he had godly fear, or Jesus praying with loud crying and tears, or Jesus learning obedience, or Jesus being made perfect. Verse 9. And these are verses which are very difficult for most Christians to understand. And I wonder if all of you have been gripped by these truths. And that's why he says to the Hebrews, there's a lot we have to say more than we have just said. But he says it's very hard to explain. And I've discovered that if you learn these things, the Holy Spirit will teach you more. He'll teach you things that are not written in Scripture. The Holy Spirit will take of the things of mine and show it unto you about Jesus. You know, and that is the answer that you'll find in every situation you ever face in life. To know exactly the right thing to do. This has been my passion. Lord, in every situation I face in life, I want to know exactly the right thing to do. Exactly the right thing to say. Exactly the right advice to give to someone who asks me for something. I don't want to just say something that comes into my head. And if we really seek to follow Jesus and see him in this way, as a man who was just like you, tempted like you, prayed with loud crying and tears, feared God, and was little by little by little completed his earthly education. Because that word learn in verse 8, learn is a word that relates to education, as you have often said. And you're willing to suffer, like it says in verse 8. In order to obey, sometimes we have to suffer. There's some obedience that is easy. But it's the obedience in which we have to suffer that gives us a promotion. So he learned obedience, not from everything, but from those things which he suffered. And that teaches us where obedience leads you to die to yourself. You know, there's a lot of obedience where we don't have to die. Because, you know, our temperament may be like that, and it's pretty easy. For example, bring up your children in the instruction of the Lord. You don't have to die to yourself to do that. You love to do it because don't you want your children to grow up godly? There's no suffering there. But there's some obedience to some commandments which involve suffering, where I have to deny myself and the Spirit of God says, keep your mouth shut now. Then you have to suffer. Or don't look in that direction. Or don't watch that movie. Or don't read that book. Then you have to suffer because you have a great desire to do that. But those are the places where you learn obedience. In all the other places, there's no suffering. I just want to tell you, you don't learn obedience. You just do it. And you can think you're pretty godly because you're doing those things. You're not. It's in the areas where you suffer that you really learn obedience. I mean, you see that with your children. If you tell your children, come on, eat that ice cream. Is that the Greek suffering for that child? But if you tell your child, now stop playing and come inside and do your homework, that's a suffering. That's the place where his will has to be denied. To tell him to eat that ice cream, or let's go out and play. Those things don't involve any suffering. Those are not areas where a child learns obedience. And the areas in your life, if you look back where, you know, it's not difficult for you to obey God, or come to church on Sunday morning, there's no problem there. That doesn't mean you're spiritual. You haven't learned any obedience by coming here on Sunday morning. He learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Please remember this. And that's why many Christians do not grow spiritually, because they obey in all areas where there's no suffering. And obey, you know, where it involves suffering, they don't learn obedience. And that's, I want to tell you honestly, please listen to me. This is the reason why many of you have never conquered anger and probably will never conquer anger in your entire life. I don't want to say that as a prophecy, but I want to say that as a warning. Because in little, because to conquer anger, you have to suffer. To give up murmuring and complaining, you have to suffer. To give up lusting with the eyes, you have to suffer. So, we're not learning obedience. We're coming to church, we enjoy meeting with others, coming to the conference, enjoy meeting with others. But wherever it involves a little suffering and self-denial, we withdraw, and the result is we spend years and years and years never learning obedience, which means never getting promoted to a higher class. But Jesus learned it at every stage, and thus he completed. When he says he made perfect, it means he completed his education. And he has become the author, or it says in some translations, of eternal salvation to those who obey him. That means now he's become a teacher to those who want to obey him in times of suffering. In time of suffering, Jesus says, I'll teach you now. Next time you're tempted to, when the Holy Spirit says, now keep your mouth shut or turn your eyes away or don't do that and don't write that letter or whatever it is, where you feel like doing something very much, you want to tell something to someone and the Holy Spirit says no. Or you want to do something, you want to go somewhere, or you don't want to deny yourself in a certain area. Would you listen? Supposing you want to go for a vacation and the Holy Spirit says, don't go. There's nothing wrong with the vacation. Jesus himself once told his disciples, come apart and rest a while. You need some rest. God ordained one day in seven as a Sabbath. Nothing wrong in rest and relaxation. But supposing the Holy Spirit once says, no, I don't want you to go. I think a lot of believers don't even consult God about those things. They say, I feel like going, I go. There's a lot of difference between those who really seek to bring every area of their life under God's guidance and say, Lord, I don't want to do this unless it's your will. My time is yours, my days are yours. And those are the ones who really the Lord sees. Here's a person who's determined to let every area of his life come under my control and guidance. I've really got to use this young man or young woman to be my servant in the days to come. Be one of those whom God can choose. Because in your private life, hidden from the eyes of others, in secret areas, you give up your will and you deny yourself things which you want to do because you want to please God. You want to do what Jesus wants you to do there. Maybe you don't spend so much money on yourself so that you can have some to give to the Lord or to others. You think many people think like that? You see, I have money, I can do what I like. I earned it. It's mine. It's fine. There's no sin there, but there's a higher life, I can tell you, if you want it. And it's those who choose that higher life who really become useful to God in the church. And if you see someone more useful to God than you are in the church, you can be pretty sure he's made some choices in areas where you made no choices, or you chose to please yourself, or you choose to just do what you feel like doing. There are things like this, you know, there. This is what it means to learn obedience.